Welcome into the Shoebox here at Monmouth Roseville High School. It is postseason time for Illinois High School boys basketball. No better time of the winter than postseason basketball. I'm Sean Temple alongside Mr. Josh Oakes. Man, we're here finally.
We're here. We're back in the Shoebox, man. I love it. It's awesome. More importantly, I'm just glad I'm here with you, brother. I really am. I love seeing your face. Thank goodness the broadcasters can't see your face, but I do like seeing your face, and it's postseason. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Face made for radio and a heart made for the hospital, apparently. I don't know.
It's
good to be back, though. Good to be back to see these Titan boys basketball fellas out here. I got to see them Friday night in Orion. Didn't go very well in Orion. Lost 66-44 in their last time out on Friday night. Coach Soto's had nothing to play for, neither did Orion. They didn't have much to play for. Got to see a lot of the bench players. We had Yvonne Godina and Dom Tabu combined for 18 points. Godina had 10 in his last outing on Friday, and Dom Tabu had 8 and almost a double-double. I know he had 10 rebounds, but you know, maybe something we'll see tonight. I mean, that's what maybe Coach Soto's got out of Friday night. First of all, he got out healthy. A little sickness running through the team right now, but at least he got out healthy to come into the postseason. That was the main thing, and now we get started.
Yeah, now we're in the postseason, and health is the key for postseason, obviously. And so hopefully the Titans can remain healthy and continue to make a little bit of run here, and we'll see what happens.
Titans taking on the Allman Pioneers tonight. 3-25 are the Pioneers. They've lost 12 in a row, 19 out of their last 20, and just have not had a very good season at all, all the way since the beginning of December. These two teams were both in the Orion tournament early on. They didn't play each other at the Orion tournament, but they got to see a little of each other. Both teams have obviously changed since then, but the Titans not playing all that great either. They've lost 9 out of their last 10. Both these teams are going to try to get something going here.
Yeah, both teams are definitely wanting a W night, so it's going to be a battle no matter who you're rooting for, whether it's the blue or the green. So we're going to see a battle here tonight. But, I'm hoping the Titans have got something figured out. They have struggled as of late, but I just got a feeling that they're hopefully pumped up, ready to roll, and get something done in the shoebox.
Doesn't matter what you've done. Everybody's 0-0 right now, right?
Everyone is 0-0, absolutely. And that's what you love about playoff basketball, right? I mean, the original March Madness in Illinois. And so this is what you fight for. This is why you want to make that trip to Champaign. So here we go.
We got the Kellogg Printing pregame show. Kellogg Printing Company has been on the public square in Monmouth since 1924. Kellogg Printing is a full-service commercial printer serving local and nationwide clients. Fitzroy's Furniture Broadcast Booth, that's what Josh and I will be broadcasting from tonight. Quality furniture at an affordable price located in Monmouth, Illinois. And the game brought to you by the United Way of Greater Warren County, where 100% of your donations directly impact our communities. I got a chance to talk to head coach Jake Sotos right before the ball game tonight. We'll come back with that pregame coach's interview brought to you by Monmouth Farm and Home Realty. If you're ready to buy or sell your home, list it and get it sold with Monmouth Farm and Home Realty. Call them at 734-6600 or check them out online at monmouthfarmandhomerealty.com. We'll be back with that interview in 30 seconds.
WMY pregame show. Joining on the pregame show, I got head coach of the Monmouth Roseville Titans, Mr. Jake Sotos. We're in the postseason.
Crazy, man. Time flies. Time flies when you're having fun, they say.
and again, I've said this a billion times this season. This has probably been the fastest basketball season I've experienced since I've been broadcasting.
Yeah, I mean, each year it just seems like it goes faster and faster. So, yeah, it's been a long season, but, we finished up on Friday and got all the games in, and 31 games, and now right back into regionals and, tough Allman opponent tonight.
For the folks that maybe just tuning in because it's the postseason, kind of take us through the season a little bit. Got off to a great start.
Yeah, off to a great start, and then, towards the middle, after Christmas, about a couple weeks after Christmas, we had a pretty good Christmas tournament in WIU. We just kind of got on a losing streak and lost 9 out of the last 10. So it's just one of those things where, a couple of those games we didn't show up, but then there were some where, it was only 4 or 5 point games, a 1 point game with Kiwani. So, but just learning from our mistakes and, watched some film today, got to come out ready to go. And the guys know, losing, we're done. So it's leave everything on the court, and it's every game's a must win from here on out.
You mentioned the second half of the season, or since the turn of the calendar, hasn't went very well in the win-loss loss column. But I'll tell you what, the competition really ramped up, and that's good.
Yeah, it is, especially, you know, coming into the postseason. So, you know, played Rock Ridge a couple of times, Macomb twice, got Kewanee in there, went to Morrison,
Sherrard twice.
I mean, it's, yeah, it's great for us, you know, and now we just have to, you know, learn from our mistakes, and, you know, tonight we have to come out ready to go.
Had a little sickness on Friday night. How's the kids doing?
Yeah, I got a couple guys. Nico's fully healthy now. He feels good. Darian's a little sick. He's fighting through it, and Finney woke up today with a fever, so he's here. He's going to dress, but we'll see how much playing time he gets. So it's that sickness coming through at the wrong time. They must have been hanging out with Tiger this weekend or something after Tiger WD, so I don't know. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's next man up, and our guys are ready. You know, we might get Lars Bergeron in there tonight a little bit. He doesn't have a sophomore game to play before this, so he'll be fresh. And so, yeah, we're excited and ready to roll.
He's shown flashes. He had some really good play off the bench. Even in a loss, he had some really good play off the bench on Friday. I mean, that gives you a little depth going into the postseason.
Absolutely, yeah. Some of those guys got a lot of confidence from that game Friday night. Obviously, we, you know, didn't play the starters like we normally do, but that group of second guys that came in, they battled, you know, between Dom and Ivan Godina. I mean, they had, what, 18 points and over, what, 14, 15 rebounds between the two. So just it's a good confidence booster for them and some of them other guys. And, yeah, they'll be ready tonight.
What do you know about the Alamo Pioneers?
You know, they play a tough schedule. They're in the Big Six. They travel and play all those Quincy, you know, Rock Island, Moline, UT. So, yeah, they're going to play physical. They're going to play hard. It's just they're one of those things, nothing to lose. So we got to be ready to go, and, you know, we got to capitalize on every possession down the floor.
What'd you see on film, X's and O's wise, with the Pioneers?
Well, we need to get up into them defensively, that's for sure. And then we got to box out. They got a couple kids that crash those rebounds. I think we're going to be a little bigger than them, so we need to keep them off the glass. But, yeah, I think we can get the ball inside a little bit tonight and let, you know, Nico and Aiden go to work. And then I think we'll be able to they'll probably run a little zone against us. So if we can knock some shots down and get them out of that zone playing man, we'll get them right to where we want them in the down low with Nico and Aiden.
No school today, always kind of an odd thing when you don't have school.
It is. It's one of those things. But, you know, I had the guys in here over my lunch hour. We were here at 11, and I got a bunch of shots. I watched a little film. So, yeah, it's just I told them not to go home and lay around. But it's tough to do these days with that Xbox and PlayStation. So I heard some of them talking. They were playing down there. But as long as they weren't sleeping, you know, up and rolling and doing, getting ready, I think everyone's in the right mind frame and ready to roll.
Survive in advance. Now.
Survive in advance.
We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Head coach Jake Sotos on the pregame show. We'll be back.
The lights are out. The starting lineups are being announced. We're close to tip-off time. Just a few more things to take care of. One very important thing, the Midwest Bank keys to the game. That's what everybody tunes into the pregame show for.
Everybody.
Is the keys to the bank brought, or keys to, I wish I had keys to the bank. Keys to the game. Brought to you by Midwest Bank, your locally owned community bank, investing in you, member FDIC. I'm Sean Temple, alongside Josh Oaks. Josh, what is the keys to the Titans getting a win tonight?
I think the keys to the Titans tonight is don't turn the ball over, take care of the basketball, and then when you get win, and hopefully if we get to the charity stripe, make sure we make those free throws. You know, it's postseason basketball. So if you do those two things in postseason basketball, you will advance. So that's what I like to see the Titans do tonight.
Sounds like a winning recipe to me for the Monmouth Roseville Titans. The national anthem was brought to you by Dame Fine Coffee. It's not just good, it's Dame Fine. Dame Fine Coffee in Monmouth, Galesburg, and Burlington. Your referees tonight sponsored by Kehoe Eye Care in Monmouth and Galesburg. Make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Kehoe Eye Care. Your starting lineups. Monmouth area McDonald's starting lineups now hiring. Check to see what openings are available at your local McDonald's. First of the Almond Pioneers, Jack Went, a 5'9" freshman, averaging about 6.5 points. Gavin Aubrey, 6'2" junior, averaging 9 points a ball game. Ryan Schmidt, a 5'10" senior, averaging 3.5. DJ Baker, a 6'3" junior, averaging 7 points a ball game. Gavin Wilburn, a 6' sophomore, averaging about 3.5 as well. For Monmouth Roseville, Jake Steele, a 5'10" senior, averaging 5 points a game. Peyton Thompson, a 6' junior, averaging 4 points a game. Peyton's been playing pretty well the last 2 or 3 ball games. Aiden Almagar, a 6'2" senior, averaging just under 9 points a game. Also, C. Sarcomo getting a start tonight, the sophomore, 5'10" sophomore, averaging 3.5 points. And Nico Avedano, a 6'3" senior, averaging 9 points a game as well. The Hellman Pioneers control the tip. We're underway. The postseason has begun.
Here we are. We're in it, baby. Let's go.
Hellman with the ball first over the timeline. Onto the right wing. That's Gavin Aubrey setting a screen for Ryan Schmidt. Now Schmidt with the basketball on the left wing. Back out to Jack Wendt.
Coming out with right a man-to-man here for the Titans.
Top of the key three is short. Rebounded by Aiden Almagard. Titans quickly into the front court. To Peyton Thompson. He'll run a little point here. Well, now they get to Jake Steele, and they'll run a set. Left wing is Sarcomo. Sarcomo, I believe, maybe his first start. I know he's gotten tons of time this year. Missed a little time with a knee injury, but he'll get in the paint. Dips it off
nice
to Aiden Almagard. Reverse layup, no good. Kicks it back out to Sarcomo. He'll take a three ball. No good. Rebounds tipped around, controlled by the Almond Pioneer. Good look. Nice set there by Monmouth Roseville.
Yep, good look. Like to see maybe just, you know, find your guy, box out. But other than that, everything looked pretty good there.
With the basketball is DJ Baker. Back out to Aubrey. Now with the basketball is Wendt. Left wing jumper is on the way. No good. High rebound on the DJ Baker miss. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Peyton Thompson. Into the front court to Aiden Almagard. Again, just like Coach Soto says, this is a 3-25 ball club, but the majority of their games against Western Big Six competition.
Yeah, they've seen some competition all year for sure based on the schedule you sent me. So they're going to be no slouch tonight. They're going to come ready to play.
Steele pulls up at the free throw line, tries to dish it down to Navadano, throws it away. Turnover Titans. Here come the Pioneers in the front court. To Baker along the baseline, guarded by Almagard. Now he's doubled by Steele, throws it away. Titan basketball, turnover.
Right now it looks like maybe just a little bit of nerves on both sides of the ball. You know, everybody trying to get settled in, figured out what we're going to do tonight, and we'll go from there.
6:11 left, first quarter. Titan basketball right in front of their own bench. Gets it into Avendano. They clear out and get it to Steele. Steele into the front court. Man-to-man by the Pioneers. Sarcomo gets a screen from Avendano. Down all the way to the cup. Blocking foul on the Pioneers. Is that a shooting foul? They could call it on the floor.
I believe he called a shooting foul there.
Yeah, he didn't get a couple free throws.
Yes.
First free throws
yep.
of the ball game.
Yep, a couple free throws.
Goes here. To Robert Thompson Trucking. For all your rock, sand, dirt, and grain hauling needs, call Robert Thompson Trucking at 768-2697. First free throw is missed. He's had some struggles from the free throw line. C shooting 24%, four of 18 from the free throw line. 4 of 19 and 0 of 2, but Avendano tips it away, loose on the floor, Ullman comes up with it. Boy, I really like the offensive set by Monmouth Roseville in that last round.
Yeah, they're taking their time, moving the ball around, finding the right shot to shoot, you know? So that's been nice to see.
Top of the key is Baker. He'll drive, pulls up at the free throw line, and now no good. That has been the Achilles heel for the Ullman Pioneers. They only shoot 34% as a team. Monmouth Roseville on the flip side shoots 40%. I've really struggled shooting the basketball. Right wing is Steele. Gets a screen from Aiden Almagard. Gives it up. Left wing is Thompson. He'll drive baseline. Nice take by Peyton Thompson all the way to the rim for the layup. It'll be
nice.
2-0 Monmouth Roseville.
Yep, nice patience there by the Titans, moving the ball around, finding that right shot, and nice little entry layup there.
And a pickup in the full court. Sarcomo with the steal. Shot is short, rebounded by Steele. To Avendano, goes up strong. Doesn't get a go, but he'll get a couple free throws. You heard Coach Sotos in the pregame. They think they could put a little pressure on Ullman.
Yeah, I think, you know, offensively we match up nice against them. I mean, we've got just maybe a small height advantage, not huge, but small. And I think if we're aggressive, as the Titans have been all year.
In and out, no good with the first free throw.
You know, we should match up with them well and be able to score.
What was one of your keys to the ball game in the pregame?
Well, I'd like to see him hit a free throw.
You said that was good.
That was one. I mean,
and now the
and
Titans
that's the one I'm looking for.
One for four Titans tonight. One of two there by Avendano after missing a pair by Sarcomo. So one of four from free throw line. But Titans lead 3-0, pitching a shutout here as we are 4:40 left on the first quarter clock. 3-0, first round of the IHSA Class 2A playoffs. Monmouth Roseville will be hosting this week, this regional, so if the Titans get a win, they'll play, or whoever wins this ball game will be here at Monmouth Roseville Wednesday. In the paint, pulling up is Gavin Aubrey. He's going to be fouled. I thought maybe when he came to a jump start, he might have shuffled his feet, but apparently not.
Yeah, a lot of hands in there trying to grab that ball, so caught an arm, got the foul.
So that's the first foul on Monmouth Roseville. It's going to go on Nate Almagar. They inbound it to Wentz, driving on Sarcomo. Now Aubrey gets in the lane, leading scorer for the Pioneers, kicks it out to the corner to Baker. High rebound, no good. Sarcomo with the board, just a 22% three-point shooting team. And now a foul from behind on Baker. As he was driving baseline, Almagar was driving baseline. Baker's first, team foul number three. Where did I miss one up there? We got, 32 snuck one on a foul. Gavin Wilburn. So that's the third team foul on Holloman. Of course, with the new rules, five team fouls, you shoot free throws. So Titans close to the bonus already. They keep getting this thing to the rim.
Yeah, I like the aggression tonight by the Titans. Getting after it, getting the ball to the rim, and trying to make that layup.
Sarcomo directing a little traffic here. Peyton Thompson on the left wing. They cut through. Now they swing it around to the right wing to steal. They'll run some cuts off. That's Sarcomo.
Nice ball fake.
Boy, I'd like to see him keep going there. Looked like he had a path to the basket and kind of pulled up. Like you said, nice ball fake.
Oh, and great ball fake.
Got around his man and then pulled up. Almagar goes strong to the glass and scores. Aiden Almagar. 5-0 Monmouth Roseville with 3.5 minutes left, and that allows them to pick up into that full court press. Boy, a ton of turnovers for the Holloman Pioneers. They average 18 turnovers a ball game. That's a ton at varsity basketball. Ooh, nice take there by Gavin Aubrey in the lane. As the Pioneers finally get on the board.
Pioneers coming with a little press here.
Wow, Titans, a fantastic job of breaking the pressure. Aiden Almagar misses the shot. Sarcomo back to Almagar for the layup.
Nice.
Well, I was just getting ready to say that's way too unselfish, or way too unselfish by Sarcomo. I'd like to see him shoot that, but it was a nice pass for the layup.
Yeah, we've said that more than once on this broadcast together. You know, you're 2 feet from the basket. Please shoot the basketball.
Shoot the ball.
But that was a nice pass, and we still got our bucket.
Three ball off the mark by Aubrey, rebounded by the Pioneers. Back out to Aubrey. This time he'll drive to the rim. Missed a shot. Almagar with a rebound. He'll look to push. Over the timeline, no numbers. He'll back it back out. 7-2 Monmouth Roseville, 2.5 minutes left. Little pull-up jumper there by a little flip shot by Sarcomo. Timeout. Head coach Scott Morrell in his first season with the Almond Pioneers. 9-2 Monmouth Roseville. 2:28 left. It's a 30-second timeout. Tango's electric timeout. We'll be back in 30. Back here at the Shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School. Timeout sponsored by Tinkham's Electric. Looking for an electrician contractor you can trust? Call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034. 9-2 Monmouth Roseville. Good start here by the Titans. Get this offense on track. It's kind of struggled for about the last full month.
Yeah, it was nice to see them get after it and get nice travel there.
The defense has been pretty solid, I would say.
Oh,
I think
all
from
year.
Start to finish,
I mean,
yeah. It's just the offense went through a really bad spell there.
We got a blurb here and there with the first with Orion and the first with Rockridge, but I'd say they definitely came back and gave 127% on the effort and to make that a little closer the next time. So
travel call on Holloman, gave the ball to Monmouth Roseville, and Holloman picked up a little full court pressure. A little token pressure. Now they fall back into their man-to-man. Oh, nice job.
Nice.
Great job of Jake Steele using the screen on the give-and-go to the left wing.
Yep,
and just completely lost his man.
That was a great play right there. Nice little pick and roll. Great job by the Titans.
He just rubbed his man right off using that screen effectively. Shot missed from the left, or from the right wing. Three-pointer by the Pioneers. Here come the Titans. Avendano. In the game is Andy Myers. He gets to the rim, misses the shot, loose on the floor. That's going to be out on Holloman, Titan basketball. Who else is in the game? The freshman, Lars Bergen, as you heard Coach Soto say, he's going to get some early time here. So Soto's and Myers in. Have yet to see Darian Smith, still feeling under the weather. He didn't play at all. He was in street clothes Friday night at Orion. Not feeling great, still not feeling the best. So if Coach Soto's could get through this ball game and not have to use Darian, that would be a huge plus for Wednesday.
Yeah, that would help for Wednesday for sure.
Berger misses this shot, rebounded by Avendano. Back out. Steele with a three, just to the left of the top of the key, no good. Tipped around, this time the Pioneers secure the board. Had two shots at it there. Right wing three is good. Got a little set shot there by Jack Wendt. Three balls give the Alvin Pioneers a 5 points on the board. They trail by six, 11-5.
Based on the stat sheet, that young man is not afraid to shoot the ball.
He's got over 100 threes on the season. In the lane, Steele going to be called for traveling. He thought he got tripped up there. Probably was a trip, but the foot was on the floor.
Yep.
I mean, that's position, so.
Yeah, that could have gone either way, but.
Yeah, I think that's a drive. If he'd lift that leg just a little bit, might have got the trip, but he had position there. So
yeah.
That's Jake's job is to not trip over him. It's hard to do once you get flying down the lane.
Right, yeah, I mean, that
was tied up.
Great strong move to the basket, but just got a little tied up there.
30 seconds left in the first quarter. This would be a big bucket by Alma if they could get one here. They trail by six, and they've trailed they have trailed the entire ball game.
Nice defense by the Titans right now.
Down to 18 on the clock. They'll back it back out to the timeline. Ryan Schmidt directing some traffic, dribbles to the right wing, guarded by Avendano, top of the key, Aubrey. Gets in the lane, tries to spin on Almaguer, kicks it back out. That was a shuffle, yeah.
Shuffle there.
I rarely see that, but I saw that one.
Yeah.
You're an ex-official. You probably saw it way before I did.
Hey, the heart wants what the heart wants, my friend.
I actually see the shuffle that time. I rarely see it. My eyes aren't good enough. With 3 seconds, Steele all the way to the rim. Layup
is
good. What a drive by Jake Steele. All the way to the rim, and then might have got in the face of DJ Baker there a little bit.
Who says you need a three for a buzzer beater? I'm going to shoot the layup. Nice drive by Steele.
That looked like Tyus Edney going coast to coast against Missouri there. 13-5, Mama the Rosa. We'll be back in 1 minute. Both teams back on the floor here to start quarter number two. The Titans will start Cesar Como. Darian Smith on the floor for the first time since a couple games ago now. Turnover by Avendano at the free throw line. Also Andy Myers and Avendano on the floor. Good to see Darian on the floor. Again, he missed the entire night, Friday night, under the weather. First game here. Travel
Another
call
shuffle.
As DJ Baker is going to try to get to the rim and did not.
I tell you what.
There's something I'm going to keep my eye on here. I'm going to cut you off because I want to get your thoughts on the first quarter. When Steele took that thing coast to coast after he scored, he got kind of right in the face of DJ Baker. And Baker didn't like it. And right there, Baker was getting to the rim. Don't wake the sleeping giant. That kid can play some ball.
Yeah. You know how fast he moved right there? I mean, it was extremely fast. So, yes, do not poke that bear.
No.
I don't think we want to poke that bear.
Peyton Thompson with a nice baseline drive. A little teardrop from the just outside the lane on the baseline. 15-5, Titans by 10, 7:15 here in the first quarter. Again, a little full court pressure for Monmouth Roseville. They get to the wing, nearly loses it. Now doubled.
No foul,
and
no foul.
And Darian Smith, boy, that was a travel call. And Avendano picks off the pass in the lane. Two Thompson into the front court. Titans going very quick here. That's gonna be a blocking foul on Adam Van Meegem.
You know, I've seen that all night, though. I like the urgency from the Titans. They're wanting to push the ball. They're wanting to get after the hoop. I like it. I love it. It's great.
This is as aggressive offensively as I've seen this ball club. We've been wanting them for the last month to get to the rim. Please get to the rim. They fell in love with the three ball early on, and for a good reason. They made a whole bunch of them early on.
Right.
Well, then you fall in love with it a little bit. This is a bunch of guys that can get to the rim that just haven't, and tonight they are.
Yeah. I mean, they're just – all nine of them, I'll say, is strong, athletic kids. So they have the ability to get to the rim, and they've done that tonight. It's been great.
Ethan Clark in for Monmouth Roseville here. Thompson back out to Sarcomo. Nice ball fake by C. Gets to the rim. Dumps it off to Almaguer. And Aiden Almaguer with the end one. Nice move by Aiden. Going to count the basket, and Almaguer is going to chance for a and one. Almaguer was 6 points here in this first half, 15-5. Sean Temple alongside Josh Oaks. What was your impressions of that first quarter?
Well, just the aggressiveness. I love the aggressiveness of trying to get after it and get to the rim, and they did that in the first quarter, which clearly the scoreboard states. And then not only that, but they're also they're playing really good man-to-man defense down here on the defensive end. So, I mean, it's just a great start for the Titans. I love to see it.
Free throw missed by Almaguer. He's a good free throw shooter, 71%. This is that one. So it's 17-5. They got a late bucket up there. I think they're waiting to see if it was counted or not. So it's 17-5. Monmouth Roseville here with 6:20 to go second quarter. Into the ball game is Gavin Wilburn. I guess he's still in the ballgame. I don't think they subbed. I'm not sure if the Allman Pioneers have subbed yet tonight.
Well,
Wilburn throwing an elbow on Thompson down on the baseline. Now, a little extra whistle there. I think Thompson's going to pick up the foul, which it was. But then Wilburn threw a couple elbows there at at Thompson. It's getting a little chippy in here.
Yeah.
17-5. I love a little feeling in the game, huh?
Yep.
A little feeling in the game. Having trouble getting it in.
Oh,
5-second call. Monmouth Roseville will take over. Under their, I guess they got to go the long way. Allman was inbounding under their own hoop. Yeah, now Wilburn kind of got his jersey up on his lip. I don't know if he caught something there in that little scuffle. I almost see a little blood trickling down his lip here. See if the officials notice it. In the corner, Ethan Clark, ball fake, baseline, dumps it out to Thompson. Three ball on the way, in and out, no good.
Rebounded by
Ethan Clark. Goes up strong, gets his shot blocked by Baker. Clark comes back up with it. Now Sarcomo. To Thompson, now they'll reset. 2-3 zone here by the Allman Pioneers on this trip. Skip pass from the right wing to the left wing. Now skip pass back to Thompson. Gets in the lane, cut off. Back to Darian Smith. In the corner to Almagar. Back to Darian Smith. Good patience here by Titans. Open up three in the corner. Ethan Clark short. Rebounded by the Pioneers. Sarcomo, a great job of stopping that break because I thought Alden might have an odd man break here.
Yeah, it's good he stepped up there and got in the defensive position to get him stopped. That was good.
In the lane, good defense to cut off the drive of Ryan Schmidt. And back out to win. 5 minutes left second quarter, 17-5 Monmouth Roseville. Allman has struggled to score this year, averaging under 40 points, right at 39, and giving up 62. But then again, they play in the Western Big Six. They took some beats in the Western Big Six this year. It was the Big Six was pretty solid. Baker misses the shot in the paint, gets his own rebound, flips it back up. Nice job by Baker.
Again, I think that's the bear you don't want to poke. That young man's ready to play tonight, and so we need to keep an eye on him.
See, Sarcomo turns it over. Got in the lane, tried a little spin there and lost the handle on it. Avendano and Steele back in. Having a seat is going to be Ethan Clark and Darian Smith. Darian got a couple minutes on the floor. Just a good to kind of get him back going here.
Yeah, yep. Just give him a little run here with about 4:35 to go and see what happens.
I'm going to need Darian Smith to make a run. If your mama throws it, you need Smith's offense.
Ooh, close on the travel court. Call. I think he drugged his foot. But.
Baker, turnaround jumper on Almagar is good. That's smooth. Very smooth by Baker. Baker just a junior, 6'3". 17-9 now. They cut it back to single digits. Steele's trapped in the corner. Now they finally got a call. Right in front of the Monmouth Roseville student section down here, just begging for a call. Let's see who that's going to go on. It's going to be Ryan Schmidt. Six different players for Allman have just one foul. Nobody has two for Monmouth Roseville. Steele inbounding right in front of our Vic Royce Furniture broadcast booth. They get it into Avendano. He's guarded tightly. Avendano into the front court. In the lane. Mm. And throws it away. Looking for Sarcomo in the corner. Slow down. Once you break half court, if you're... Avendano can handle the basketball, but yep. I'd rather him not in a case like that.
That was uncharacteristic of him. I haven't seen him do that all year, so he's just getting a little ahead of himself there and turned the ball over.
That allows the Titans to pick up a little full court, 2-2-1 here. Baker on the left wing, now back out to Schmidt. They'll reset the offense. Under 4 minutes in the second quarter, 3:40 to be exact, 17-9 Monmouth Roseville. Allman's cut this back to a single-digit ball game. They were down 17-5. Now a steal by Avendano. He's on a breakaway. Scores, and he'll get to the free throw line. Nice protection by Avendano. Used his body as he went up, because I'll tell you what, bearing down on him was Gavin Wilburn. And that'll be the second foul on Wilburn. I didn't know where that was headed, because Wilburn was kind of squaring him up there.
Yeah, he's squaring him up, trying to get that block shot, but... Nice job there by using the body, being able to get that layup put in the hole.
That is Avendano's first field goal. Went 1-for-2 in the first period from the free throw line. This free throw is sponsored by Robert Thompson Trucking. Missed another one. The Titans now 1-for-6 from the free throw line. Not a terrible free throw shooting. Yeah, they are. They're under 60 now. Never mind. And an and one on the offensive end for the Pioneers. Nice take there by, was that Schmidt? No, that was, excuse me, Gavin Aubrey. It's going to be a foul on Monmouth Roseville. Second foul on Peyton Thompson. So we'll see what, yeah, Thompson out of the ballgame. Who did he put in? The freshman, Lars Bergen, back in. Hey, yep. You got to get above the, and missed the free throw. I thought you had to be above the top of the key there. I'm looking across the way. And then Steele's got to wait for Sarcoa to get into the front court. Yeah, Jake's kind of looking around, but that was definitely, I'm sure Sarcoma didn't have himself established in the front court there.
Yeah, it wasn't established, and that's why that got called that way. Coach Harris is asking the same question, but just a little bit closer from my vantage point here, he just was not there. He didn't have an established timeline.
Yeah, I think it was a good call. 19-11. Holland can cut into the lead a little more here. Aubrey gets by the defender, flips it up, no good.
Yeah,
travel call
say,
on
yeah.
Aubrey. That'll go to the Titans with 3:07 to go, second quarter. Inbounding is Sarcoma, gets it into Avendano. Now they'll get it to steal and clear out. Let him bring it over the timeline against Schmidt.
Yep. Like to see the Titans continue to do what they've done all game. Just relax a little bit here, find the right shot, and see if we can't put it in the bucket.
Well, they stopped getting aggressive going to the rim. Maybe it'll help with Allman. It's hard, obviously harder to get to the rim against a 2-3 zone, but they went back to a man-to-man, so now start getting yourself to the rim again.
Yeah, we should be able to drive back to the rim.
Steele dumps it off to Avendano, spins. Nice spin by Avendano.
I thought
he lost the handle on it. Ends up regaining it, and then a little spin along the baseline to get himself back in front of the hoop.
We've had success with driving down the middle and passing it off for a layup, and so that's what we did there and continue to do it.
Yeah, I'm a little confused why Coach Morrell went back to the man-to-man because the Titans was slowed down with the zone. I'd have stayed in that zone until they shot me out of it.
Right, yeah. Make
we certainly haven't shot him out of it.
Right.
Foul. It's going to be on Monmouth Roseville. That will be... C. Sarcoma will be his first foul, the 5'10 sophomore. Smith back in the ballgame now for Sarcoma. And Allman will inbound under their own hoop back out to the top of the key. Right wing. Driving cutoff. Good help defense by Monmouth Roseville on the drive by Daniel Van De Heede in the ballgame for the first time for Allman. First time I've noticed him anyway. And Tahiti with the basketball again. Averages about 5 points. To Baker in the lane. Misses the shot. Battling Bergen for the rebound. And Baker just kind of out-hustled Bergen there.
Yeah.
Right wing three is good. Another set shot there by Jack Wendt. Kind of got one foot in front of the other and just kind of chucks it
just
up there. Chuck
it up there. I mean,
yeah.
Clearly coach has given him the green light based on stats. But that young man's hitting him tonight. So just keep an eye on him.
Second three ball for Wendt. 21-14, Smith will try to answer for three, does not, and Bergen, push call from behind. You were just waiting, were you?
I was.
You looking at me.
I was looking at you. And that particular push call, that's going to happen every time. That was the easy one to make there.
Just to describe it for you folks at home, that was an over-the-back on Lars Bergen. If you listen to Josh and I do game, Josh, former official, he hates the term over-the-back. It was a push call. But in description, it was an over-the-back on Lars Bergen. Now stolen away by Bergen, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop. Nice hands there by the freshman, Lars Bergen. 6'2 freshman. Picks the pocket of the Allman Pioneer in the backcourt. I believe that was Ryan Schmidt. Yeah, Schmidt, that'll be his second.
I'm going to make you a deal. If you can flip through the IHSA rule book and you find an over-the-back call in it, I'll buy you supper.
I'm going to reprint one. Lars Bergen's first free throw is good. The freshman, only two foul shots. He's gotten some time here for Monmouth Roseville, especially since the turn of the calendar, since January. Got a little time, but it just hadn't quite gotten himself to the free throw line. It's a good free throw shooter.
Yes.
Second one is up there. That's short. And the Temple Jinx just struck again.
We got it.
One out of two free throws. Robert Thompson Trucking free throws for all your rock, sand, dirt, and grain. All he needs. Call Robert Thompson Trucking at 768.
Straight up.
2697. And Amadonio's going to get the foul. As Aubrey goes up, tries to shoot over him. A little fadeaway there. That will be Nico's first personal foul. Both teams in the bonus now with 59.8.
Yep.
This will be two for this. This is a shooting foul for Aubrey anyway. First free throw is up and good. Good free throw shooter, decent, 67%. Back in our day, that was just an average, 67%. He's an average free throw shooter. Now, actually pretty good, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Both free throws good by maybe having Aubrey.
Maybe a lost art there at the 15-foot mark. Not sure.
Well, it's a six-point game. The Pioneers have found themselves back in this thing.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Almagar is fouled on the baseline drive. I thought he was going to take it right to the rim, but he dribbled right by the basket and then tried to dump it back into somebody.
And
fortunately for the Titans, he's going to get two free throws out of this.
Right, and that is a good thing because I've been noticing, like you say, we were up 13-15. Now it's a six-point ball game. And based on what I've seen Alleman do on their schedule, this, that, and the other, I don't think this is a team you want hanging around.
No.
No, this is a team that you want to...
It's hungry.
You know, you want to make sure that you got a 12-15-point lead. You don't want a six-point lead probably with this team because they're just going to continue to battle and get after it.
Both free throws good by Almagar. Two
That's
for three
what I
tonight.
Like to see.
71% free throw shooter, and he gets two of three tonight. 24-16, it's an eight-point lead with 48 seconds. Yeah, the Titans can get a stop here.
Yes.
Somehow get this back up to double digits or more. Now trapped is Adam Van Meegem. There's Aubrey with a three-ball miss. Good box out by Avendano. He'll get it to Steele with 30 seconds. We'll see if the Titans choose to play for one here. Almagar in the lane. Back out to Steele.
Oh,
takes
Steele.
A three. Yeah, I think.
Take that, buddy.
I think in his own mind, he's like, do we play for one here? And if you're going to second guess yourself,
yeah,
don't shoot it. But
I suppose.
Boy, he was wide open top of the key.
Yep.
Now they're all going to play for one. And Steele backs it back out to the timeline. Gets to Berger in top of the key with 11. Back to right wing to Steele with 7. Now Almagar, left wing three on the way. Good! Almagar drills the first triple of the ball game for the Titans. And that will be an 11-point lead as we go into halftime. 27-16, our first Farm King three-pointer. The family store with more since 1959. The Titans will take an 11-point lead into the halftime break.
Yep, based on how it ended, I'll take that back from Steele. So that great set there by the Titans.
Big 5-0 run there for Mammoth Roseville in that half. So we'll be back in 3 minutes with our halftime show brought to you by Olympia Insurance Agency. Welcome back to Shoebox here at Mammoth Roseville High School. We are at the half. The Titans lead 27-16 over the Allman Pioneers. The Pioneers had it cut to 22-16, got it within six, and then a nice push at the end by Mammoth Roseville. A three ball by Aiden Almagar, and then a bucket there by, was it Nico again? Maybe Nico with a bucket there to make it a 11-point lead, 27-16 as we start the halftime show sponsored by L&P Insurance Agency. For your auto, home, commercial, life, and farm insurance needs, contact Rachel Kunkel or Julie Martin at 734-2116. Joining us at the half, we've got Titan girls basketball coach, Mr. Scott Weber. Coach, how you doing?
Tip, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You get to relax and watch some basketball and not have to break it down or anything, or, you know, write stuff down, some notes. You can enjoy a game.
Well, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'd rather be preparing for something here, but it is... definitely an odd feeling sitting up there.
Nice season for the girls, 21-12. Another regional title game appearance. Took on just a Canton team that just couldn't miss there in the second half last Thursday night. 26-23 game there, late second quarter, and then they just kind of got hot on you.
Yeah, I mean, we knew they were going to be good. I mean, they played the middle line. They played great competition all year long, but we knew they could shoot it, but I didn't expect them to shoot it like that. You know, we get stats sent away, and then they send them back, and you know, just to put it into perspective a little bit, you know, they shot 72% in the third quarter.
Oh, goodness. I knew it was good. I didn't know it was that good.
Yeah.
I checked the stats.
Yeah, and that's both two-pointers and three-pointers. Oh. You know, they make 9 three-pointers by 6 different girls, and, you know, we struggled scoring, and then that's the result you get.
Good season, though. 21-12. Kind of talk about your season a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's you hate losing a regional championship, but I don't want that to take away from anything that we accomplished. You know, 21 wins. You know, at one point, we were 6-7. Not playing very good, and, you know, had a really good practice one day, and then we had a couple games and played really good, and we just took off from there. But bunch of individual stuff early, but proud of the girls for putting together a really, really solid team effort. I think our defense got a lot better. I should have threatened them early in the year, but we put a number of turnovers a game, and then anything over that we had to run, and I think we were only over it once after that. So,
wow, nice.
You know, really proud of the girls for what the effort they gave.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to say. It seems like in every season there's two or three turning points. Sometimes the turning point's good, sometimes the turning point's bad. What was the turning point there at 6-7?
You know, I think that they finally believed they could do something. You know, we lost a lot from last year. It's no secret. You know, you lose 9 seniors, you lose a lot, but just realizing that they can be good, I may have given them a little momentum or a little incentive with a statement I made one day in practice, and we won't repeat that on the air, but I just think it made them realize, hey, we can't just show up and play. We got to show up and compete. And ever since that time, I thought they did a really good job.
Well, I mean, after a sectional semifinal appearance the year before, I mean, you said it. You said it in one of our first interviews of the season. We're going to have, if we don't already have a target, we're going to have a target.
And that's credit to the girls. You know, they've earned that. And, you know, I think you brought it up. What, we won 20 games out 4 of the last 5 or 5 years in a row. And the one year we didn't was a COVID year. But, you know, how many times did Coach Jordan, Coach Loop, and I look at each other and go, those girls didn't play that hard against other teams we watched, you know? And so, you know, they've earned it, and we want that. We don't want somebody to come in and not play hard. We want everybody's best, and that makes us better. And we played great competition this year, and I think it just made us a lot better.
Yeah, you got some talent coming back. Cupboard's not bare, for sure.
Right, you know, point guard, post
player. One of the better ones around.
We got... you know, Amelia Reynolds or Mia Reynolds coming back. I thought she played great the other night. And so we got 3 solid parts coming back, and we've got some girls that are going to be juniors that saw some playing time this year. And so, you know, we're going to come back. We're going to compete. We're going to get after and play hard and see what happens, try and keep our streak alive.
What's your thoughts on the first half of this one?
Really impressed with the Titans the first quarter. You know, I thought they really took care of the basketball. I thought they did a good job of attacking. Second quarter, I think they got, you know, a couple turnovers, you know, probably 4 or 5 more turnovers in the first quarter, and I thought they stopped attacking. But, you know, their intensity defensively has been impressive tonight.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us here at the halftime. We'll let you get back over there and relax. I didn't mean to put you back to work. I mean, you're supposed to be relaxing tonight.
Yeah, I'm still relaxing. This is all right. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. That's Scott Weber. He's the head coach of the Monmouth Roseville Titan girls basketball team. We'll actually talk to him on Wednesday morning on the WREM morning show. We'll get kind of a season synopsis from Coach Weber. He joins us every Wednesday morning at 7:45. We'll take a 30-second break, come back. We'll have some scores, and I'll get a broadcast partner Josh Oakes' opinion on the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Back here on the LMP Insurance Agency Halftime Show for your auto, home, commercial, life, and farm insurance needs. Contact Rachel Kunkel or Julie Martin at 734-2116. Before I get my broadcast partner Josh Oakes' take on the first half, we'll give you your halftime scoring update brought to you by Save a Lot Foods. Save a lot of time, save a lot of money, Save a Lot Food Store in Monmouth. They're always looking to add to their team with positions available for a meat cutter, meat wrapper, and a stock person. Your scoring in the first half, I think it'd take long for the Allman Pioneers, as 3 guys in the scoring column with 16 points. Jack Went was 6, Gavin Aubrey was 6, and 4 points for DJ Baker. 2 of 3 from the free throw line were the Allman Pioneers. For Monmouth Roseville, they had 6 different guys get in the scoring column, led by 11 points from Aiden Almagar, 4 in the first quarter, then 7 there in the second quarter. 5 points for Nico Avendano, 4 points apiece for Jake Steele and Peyton Thompson, 2 points for C. Sarcomo, and 1 point for Lars Berggren. 3 of 10 from the free throw line for Monmouth Roseville in that first half. If there's something you can complain about, that's got to be one of them.
That would be the first one I would complain about. I asked for that on my keys to the game, and 30% probably may or may not cut it in the playoffs. So I'd like to see that percentage up there a little bit. 3 for 10 probably isn't going to make it happen.
What was your thoughts on the first half?
Well, you know, I love the aggression on offense when Allman's in that man-to-man. I mean, we're getting after it, and we're getting to the hoop, and that's what Coach Joseph has been asking this team to do all year. And so I really felt like they did that in the first half. They did a nice job. One small thing that concerned me just a little bit there in the second quarter was that I got lulled to sleep a little bit, and Allman came in real close there. And again, I don't think this is a team that you want within that 6 to 8 points going down the stretch. That's not what the Titans need tonight. You need to have a solid win tonight by 10, 12, 15 points and put it away.
If you can go on a 6-0, 8-0 run here towards the beginning of this third quarter, I think you could maybe put this one to bed. But,
yeah. Yep.
But you can't let them go on the 6-8-point run, and then you're sweating.
That's correct, yep. We need to get the Allman Daubers down a little bit, in my opinion.
Underway here in the second half. Allman will have the basketball first. Starters on the floor both ways for the Titans: Peyton Thompson, Aiden Almagar, Nico Avendano, Jake Steele, and Cesar Como. First shot missed by the Allman Pioneers. Clear out of there by Peyton Thompson on the run. Thompson, now they swing it right wing to Sarcomo. Back to the top of the key, Peyton Thompson. For the Allman Pioneers, they'll start Jack Went, Gavin Aubrey, Ryan Schmidt, DJ Baker, and Gavin Wilburn at your starting five. Ooh, nice cut there by Almagar. He'll take a little baseline jumper.
I like that.
It's good. Or Avendano. I don't think I've seen him shoot that shot all year long. It's a nice look. He didn't really have to. He faded away. He didn't really have to fade away.
No, he nice little dribble out, kind of. And nice shot from the sideline there.
Thrown into the backcourt. It's going to be Titan basketball. That was a great job by Cesar Como, just a sophomore, but that's basketball IQ right there. He knew he couldn't catch it, so he just ran down and got in the way of the Allman Pioneer.
Yeah.
No, it's great. Let it go out of bounds, so it's Titan ball here instead of way down here.
Way down here. Yep.
It's a great play basketball by IQ by Sarcomo. In the corner, Almagar, right in front of our Vic Royce Furniture broadcast booth. Top of the key, Peyton Thompson. Folks know the uniform sponsors, MC Sport and more. Thompson goes baseline, misses a shot, but there's Avendano for the cleanup. Nice job by Avendano for the tip in.
Nice awareness there by Avendano to be able to tip that back in. That was nice job.
They get it into Baker on the post, up and off the glass. Nice shot by Baker there off the right block.
Okay.
Baker now with 6-3. Here comes the Titans breaking the pressure. Oh. Sarcomo loses a handle on it, and Avendano loses a handle on it as well. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Allman basketball. Boy, it would have been a nice two-on-one break, but Sarcomo just couldn't quite come up with the ball clean.
Yep, got a little ahead of ourselves there. Wasn't able to secure the basketball and couldn't get the layup made.
31-18. Mama throws it by 13. Ooh, he almost drug his foot there. And Coach Sotos was looking right at the official. It happened right in front of the Titan bench, too. Didn't get the call. Right wing is Gavin Wilburn. Wilburn with three personal fouls. Schmidt with two. Thompson with two for Monmouth Roseville. Shot missed by the Pioneers. Cleared out of there by Sarcomo. Uses his body to get in front of Wilburn. Steal.
That's
to Avendano. Now you don't need that two-foot pass. Turnover. Sarcomo gets his hand in there with the steal. To Avendano. Almagar with the spin and score. I thought he was going to try to force it over to steal across the lane, and I thought, boy, that was a turnover waiting to happen. Instead, he didn't. Ended up spinning to the hoop.
Spin to the hoop and tried to get the charge there, but didn't get it happen, and that was a great play.
Travel call on Wilbur now out here on the right wing. 33-18. The Titans on a 6-2 run here to start this second half. And it will be Titan basketball here on the side. Get it to Avendano. Now he'll find Steele, and they'll clear out, and Steele will bring it over the timeline. Back to that man-to-man, which now it's kind of hard to go zone down by 15 because Mama Throws will just run a bunch of clock. But
right.
We'll see how, and Steele turns it over. Lost a handle on it. I think he wanted to throw a one-hand bounce pass, decided against it. By that time, the ball was already out of
already
his hand.
Already out of his hand, yeah. That's
in and out by Jack Went. Rebound put back, no good. That's going to stay with the Allman Pioneers. Ooh, wow, you looked at me and I looked at you right at the same time. Looked like it went off of Gavin Aubrey.
Yeah, I thought that would have been Titan ball, but I'm not on the floor, so.
Stripes are never wrong, are they?
Never. Huh? Never.
Somebody just passed out at home when you say that on the air.
Especially coming from you.
Right? 4:45, shot missed by Baker. Forced one up in the paint. Darian Smith on the floor now for Monmouth Roseville. Gets the rebound.
Oh.
Steele over to Sarcomo. Left wing is Steele. Gets it down into Avendano on the block. Now they'll run some cuts off of him. Avendano.
Oh.
No look pass to Smith. Gets himself caught into the basket, but man, what a pass by Avendano.
Yeah, great no look pass, but wasn't able to finish there by Smith.
It's a nice catch by Smith because, boy, I would never have saw that one coming. But, you know, it was one of those deals where it's a great pass by Avendano, but it was thrown to Darian Smith behind the basket. Nothing he could do with it.
Nothing he could do with it at that time.
I mean, it might have looked good, but it certainly wasn't useful. Nearing the halfway point of the third quarter, 4:10 to be exact, 33-18. Alleman trails by 15 with the basketball. Right wing is Schmidt. Guarded by Steele. Titans in a man-to-man. Now Baker guarded by Almagar. Through the hands of Schmidt, nearly out of bounds, but he regains it. This time Darian Smith gets in the passing lane, and Smith will get the layup. Good to see Darian in the scoring column. 8-2 run here to start the second half. Timeout taken by Scott Morrill of the Alleman Pioneers, 35-18. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Back here at the Shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School. That timeout sponsored by Culligan of Monmouth. It's a water break. Water break brought to you by Culligan of Monmouth, where your first 3 months on any water treatment system is only $9.95 a month.
Well, the Titans came out and poured a little sugar on the court. That's what we asked them to do. They came out firing, and hey, we're up 35-18. I like to see it.
Well played. I like using the Marty unit. We can hear what kind of bumper music we got coming in. We've got some good bumper music. I'd like to say I was the credit for all that. I'm not. 35-18, Titans by 17. Alleman basketball with 3:40 to go here, third quarter, and they're in a danger zone. Pioneers already given up an 8-2 run here to start this second half. They got to get something going here. Good hands by Sarcomo, cutting off Aubrey. Now a turnover goes through the hands. Oh, I thought that went through the hands of Ryan Schmidt. But it was right in front of the official, but he was kind of looking at the other one like, did you see it?
Yeah, they're small discussion there, trying to figure out, get the call right, make sure we get it in the right hands.
When in doubt, give it to the team down 17. But if I was an official, that's really my thought process. That's why I'm not an official. Three ball all the way in the right corner is good from Daniel Van De Heede, his first bucket. Now a steal by the Pioneers. Baker goes in strong, wanted a foul, didn't get it. Hey, when you play in the Western Big Six, you don't get that call either. I can't believe he wanted that one.
No, you probably don't. Nope.
35-21. The three ball does cut it to 14 here. 3 minutes. Oh, a pass from Darian Smith to Aiden Almagar. Loose on the floor. Almagar is going to get the foul on the loose ball foul. Coach Sotos is kind of wondering, is Aiden Almagar, I think knee might have hit the back of the head of Alleman. That's Ryan Schmidt. He's on his feet. But he's going to have to probably come out here as head coach Scott Morrell comes out and checks on him. Yeah, kind of a loose ball foul there. And Aiden Almagar is going to get the foul. I think it's because Schmidt was one laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Both guys just battling for a loose ball.
Battling for a loose ball. And I'm not saying Schmidt got the bad end of the deal on that one, but getting after it.
Titans pick up a little full court pressure. Boy, you can't allow that to happen. They let Gavin Wilburn drive right through a double team, and his pass to DJ Baker for the layup. Titans on the run. Aiden Almagar tried to get it to Nico Avendano and throws it over his head. So now it's a 12-point game. You get another three ball by Wendt or Van De Heede, and it's going to be a single-digit ball game here. Head coach, it's a good timeout from head coach Jake Soto.
Yeah. Get a timeout. Get everybody settled down here. We've had some 2-3 silly turnovers the last few possessions. We need to get relaxed.
We'll be back in 1 minute. Both teams back on the floor following the Tickham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tickham's Electric at 335-3034-3523. The Pioneers, now they're going to turn it over. And Bart Berggren nearly Nearly hit Sneak Wovendonyo with the back of the head. Well, he wasn't even looking in the backcourt. Luckily, the Titans pick up the loose ball. Luckily for the Titans, they picked up the loose ball. Nearing the two-minute mark here. Boy, kind of dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
You get a score there, it's down to 10. A three-ball pace is a single-digit ball game, and you just had it up to, what was it? I don't know. It was
14, 15 points.
Yeah, there's the three-ball missed by Smith, but long rebound by Lars Berger. They get it to Avendano on the block. He backs down. He's doubled. Nice. No look pass to Darian Smith for the layup. Nice. That was beautiful.
That was nice. That was a nice pass right
good
there.
Good cut by Darian Smith, too, to recognize that he was doubled, and he cut the back door, and Avendano wasn't even looking and just kind of flipped it over his shoulder to him. A beautiful pass. Lead back to 14 now, 37-23. Driving to the hoop is Wendt. Pulls up. Jumper no good. Avendano with the rebound. One and done for the Pioneers. Berger gets to the rim, loses a handle on it. Boy, if he would have lost it, he'd had a layup out of that. Instead, tried to get it over to Darian Smith. Here comes Baker in the corner. Three ball on the way is good. That's Wendt again. That's his third three ball.
I tell you what.
Get it to Avendano on the block. Goes up strong, and he's going to draw the foul. And here's where the complaining comes in. The baseline official didn't call anything. The official that was standing out there by the press of the scorer's table is one that came in with the and now Coach Morrell wants to know what that was. I don't know. What'd you see?
It's all about the triangle, my friend. And it's the angle he saw, and he felt like there was a foul there, so he called it.
Avendano. See, that's what people don't understand, and I certainly don't understand it, is the dynamics between the three officials. You see that a lot, that the guy that's right in front of the plate doesn't make the call, and some guy standing out on the side makes the call, but that's part of the dynamics, I'm guessing.
That's part of the dynamic, and you need to – there's a reason there's three officials. There's three triangles, essentially, out there. And don't get me wrong, they're not always a perfect triangle, but that's essentially what they're looking at and looking for.
Robert Thompson trucking free throws. One out of two for Nico Avendano. That's 2 for 5 tonight for Nico. Gets the lead back to 12 with 45 seconds remaining. Pioneers trail 38-26 with the basketball. Got to get out there and guard Wendt. Travel call on that was Adam Van Meegen.
That's the same shuffle of the feet we saw early in the game there, first quarter. So shuffled his feet again there.
Pioneers will pick up a little full court press here. Now they'll get it to Peyton Thompson. Into the front court. Now he's double. Gets rid of it to Steele. In the corner to Almagar. Drives baseline. He's bumped. Good call. That is going to stay right here. That is just the second team foul on the Pioneers. I think that's Schmidt. If it is, that's his third. Let's see what they have up on the board. Yep, Schmidt, that'll be his third.
Yep.
It'll be Titan basketball under their own hoop. Out goes Wendt. If you're a Titan fan, you like to see that. Wendt's got three balls. Get it in the steal. Oh, nice pass from Jake Steele to a cutting Avendano.
Nice.
I think Baker might have got up there and actually goaltended it, but it went through the hoop anyway. Avendano, nice third quarter here. 7 points for Nico. That's 12 in the ballgame. Almagar has 13. So Almagar with 13 and Avendano with 12 leads Monmouth Roseville. 9 points for Wendt, the leading Pioneer scorer. We're under 10 seconds to go, 40-26. Titans can get a stop here. They'll take a nice 14-point lead into the final quarter. And that's fine. You're way under the five. Team fouls. So
Yep.
You might as well get the foul there for Sarcomo on the drive to the hoop, because now there's only 0.7. I keep waiting for teams to start being able to use this five team foul thing effectively. I've seen so many times at the end of ball games. At the buzzer, no good. Ooh. On the three ball. We'll talk more about my theories on this five team foul thing when we come back. 40-26. Monmouth Rose will be back in 1 minute. Culligan of Monmouth Water Break, where your first 3 months on any water treatment system is only $9.95 a month. It'll be Titan basketball right in front of our Vic Royce Furniture broadcast booth. I've just seen, with the new rules, you get 5 team fouls per quarter. Nice take to the
nice
rim
take.
By Avendano. Oh. Misses it, and then it just goes out of his hands on the putback. And I've seen many, many games, and you see it at the collegiate level, at least men's basketball, towards the end of ball games when you're way under seven fouls. You've got, there's been so many times where the teams could have eaten up probably 30 to 40 seconds easily by just taking fouls.
Nice and defense there by the Titans.
Quite grasped that concept yet at some places anyway.
Yeah.
Titans on the run and swatted. Almaguer gets his shot swatted by Gavin Aubrey. Aubrey with the basketball now. In the paint, floater up, no good. Didn't really know what he wanted to do once he got in the paint. Now he gets the put back and the foul. He'll get to the free throw line. Aubrey, nice stick-to-itiveness for Gavin Aubrey.
No, Kemp, I get what you're saying. The first team that kind of figures out the system on this 5-5 thing, you're going to win some ball games based on that strategy, right?
Yeah, you can eat if you're ahead, you can eat a bunch of time towards the end of ball games. And granted, the coaches all know it. I mean, they watch basketball. It's getting the kids to understand.
And honestly, it's probably not. That strategy is probably not going to fall on the head coach. It's going to be on the assistants because they're going to have to manage that game for him and then say, hey, coach, we need a foul or we don't need a foul right here.
Three-point play by Aubrey, and then Almaguer misses the layup. He got all the way to the rim, and then, I don't know, he couldn't decide how to shoot it. He kind of two-handed it up there instead of just laying it up with one hand. So right now, Almaguer can get this thing down to single digits again. Baker in the lane. Turnaround jumper is good by DJ Baker. It's down to 9, 40 to 31 with 7 minutes to go. Holloman got a little momentum here. A 5-0 start to this fourth quarter, under 7 minutes to go.
Slow down just a tick and take care of the basketball.
Andy Myers fouled by Adam Van Meegem. That will be the, and on the flip side, I mean, sometimes you're trailing by, you know, 7-8 points, and you're sitting at one team foul. Then you gotta start fouling.
Yep.
And you gotta do it quick. It can work both ways for sure. They lob it into Avendaño. What a nice tip by Avendaño.
Nice little play right there.
Beautiful pass, little lob pass to Avendaño. That was very athletic. His back was to the basket when he went up on the pass from the corner.
That's something we have not seen in the Kirkwood gym. I know that.
I'll bet Jeff Henry's made that shot.
Oh, he may have
at some point.
Yeah, probably.
42-31, Titans by 11 with the basketball after the Almond Pioneer miss. Now tipped up. Boy, Baker's got some quick hands. Tipped it out of Andy Myers' hand to Avendaño. Now left wing of Sarcomo drives past his man. Now backs it back out. Titans content maybe to run a little clock here. Myers will pull up for a three ball and make it. Andy Myers.
Nice.
With a three. That's his 10th three of the season. Finally, we got another man in double digits. That's seven Titans with at least 10 threes. Now a short air ball by Baker, picked up by Sarcomo. He's quickly into the front court to Avendaño. Nice spin and then missing the shot and tipped out of bounds to Avendaño. I think he spun himself into maybe dizziness there because he spun two or three times and missed a shot.
No, he did, and I kept watching his feet, right, because I was looking for the travel based on how he was spinning, but he never did. Was able to get the ball up, but it just couldn't fall in the hoop. But nice little play there.
Big smile by Avendaño down here on the defensive end.
He kind of knew.
Titans by 13, 44-31 with 5.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. That is the seventh Titan with at least 10 threes, which you don't see. And now drawing a foul is going to be Gavin Aubrey in the lane. If we get C. Sarcomo to hit a three here, that'll give us eight Titans with at least 10 threes. That's an amazing number.
Yeah, that's a stat that you don't see very often or at all in high school basketball, especially 2A, 1A, 2A, 2A basketball.
Sarcomo picks up his third personal foul. Two free throws for Aubrey. First one is good. He's pretty good from the free throw line. That's 4 of 5. And he is a 67% free throw shooter. So percentages say that he will miss this one and be right at his season average.
Nope.
Couldn't Temple jinx him, could I?
Nope, not that time.
44-33. Still an 11-point lead here for Monmouth Rose, though, with 5.5 minutes left fourth quarter.
And with 11 points, Titans need to relax just a little bit, take care of the basketball, don't turn it over.
Nice pass by Sarcomo to Avendano for the layup. Boy, the Titans have really handled this press well.
Well, they have, and if you continue to beat the press like that, I got to think Coach will take it off. So that was a great job by the Titans.
Into the paint. Aubrey gets a shot blocked by Avendano. Big ol' look like a volleyball spike. And the Titans pick up the loose ball. To Myers. Now right wing is Sarcomo. We'll see. Ooh, boy, oh, boy. Off of C's foot into the backcourt. That's going to be Pioneer basketball. C, a couple times tonight, has just kind of lost focus with the basketball.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to be a good one. I mean, that's our point guard next year. Yeah, Jake Steele's a senior.
Yeah, but he's going to, you know, be the leader, but tonight may have a little
focus.
Nerves, and,
yeah.
And which is expected, you know,
sure.
Playing your first varsity basketball game. But there's a reason why Coach asked him to step up, and for the most part, he's done his job tonight.
Baker misses the shot. Stepping in there trying to take the charge is Peyton Thompson, and Avendano tried to get the block. To Almaguer, layup to Avendano. Nice pass from Aiden Almaguer. Another spinning shot there by
him. Yeah, another little spin move there. Little two-on-one. Nice layup.
Avendano putting him in the blender tonight. Three ball, top of the key by Gavin Aubrey, and a timeout taken by head coach Scott Morrell. 48-36, 12-point tight lead with 4:25 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Back here at the shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School. 48-36, 4:25 left. A Tickham's Electric timeout. Looking for an electrician contractor you can trust. Call Tickham's Electric at 335-3034. Titan basketball. It is Avendano. Ahead to Peyton Thompson. Layup is good. Peyton was under control there, boy. I thought.
Little Sean Temple cherry pick right there, I like to see. That was nice.
It used to be frowned upon. Now it's a part of offenses. Gavin Aubrey with another three ball. Boy, what a quarter for Aubrey. That is 10 points in this quarter alone. 16 for Aubrey in the ballgame.
Nice help.
And now a foul in the backcourt. Allman fans don't like it. It happened right in front of the Allman fans.
I tell you what, the Titans need to come out and help Jake Steele there because, I mean, he's doing his best to dribble out of that, but he's being double-teamed, and so I'd like to see the Titans come over and try to help him out.
That's going to be the fourth foul on Gavin Wilburn. Just the second team foul? It feels like they've gotten more this quarter, but maybe not. Ahead to Sarcomo. They get it in the front court. Get it in there. There you go. Now they get in their offense. Right wing is Peyton Thompson. Under 4 minutes now, fourth quarter. Titans by 11, 50-39. Trying to get to the sectional semifinals on Wednesday night against Rockridge. Right wing is Steele. It's in the paint. Back out to Peyton Thompson. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. Kicks it back out. Almaguer drives. All the way to the rim and scores. Nice. Aiden Almaguer with 15 points.
What a great offensive set there. Inside, outside, inside, outside. Nice drive to the basket for two. Titans up 52-39.
This is exactly the way Monmouth Roseville looked when they were 13-6, and then something just kind of went away. What a perfect time to get it back. 52-39. Now a steal by the Titans. So they get it in the front court. Avendano backs his man down, and a little flip shot with the left hand. Avendano
nice.
With 8 points in the fourth quarter. Has he got right at 20? Let me see. Yeah, he's at 20 points tonight. Nico Avendano, welcome back.
We'll take you, young man. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Under the weather on Friday night against Orion. Now Gavin Aubrey drives to the lane, and he's going to get fouled on his way to the hoop. It's a good thing Gavin Aubrey didn't get this assertive in the first half. The Titans might have had their work cut out for him here.
Yeah, he's had a really nice quarter. Getting after it, you know, probably realizing, you know, it is one and done. So he's getting after it. He didn't want to lose tonight. Hats off to him.
First free throw is short. First miss after five straight. Missed his first free throw back in the second quarter on the trying to finish an and one. Then made five straight. 2:43 to go, fourth quarter. 15-point lead for Monmouth Roseville. Well, they're just going to have to make their free throws the rest of the way out here. So we're going to probably start getting some fouls. Second free throw is good. Makes it 54-40. They get it into Avendano. Smith all the way down to Peyton Thompson. Across the lane to Almaguer. And tried to force it into Avendano and throws it away. You didn't need that. You don't need that with 2.5 minutes. But Peyton Thompson gets the steal. 2-on-1. This time he said, I'm not giving it up. I'm going all the way to the rack. and scores 8 points for Peyton Thompson. Up to 16 points. This is the biggest lead? Have we been up by 16 yet?
It's been 15, 16 has been the top, yeah.
There's Aubrey again, gonna get to the free throw line. This is gonna be his, let's see, 5th, 6th, and 7th free throws of the fourth quarter alone. He's gonna pick up the foul. Almaguer with his second. Third, I missed one in there. Three fouls on Almaguer and 3 fouls on Sarcomo. First free throw is good by Gavin Aubrey. Came into this ball game averaging 9 points. And he is at 13, 14, 15, 16. It's a board guy. Second free throw is good as well. 56-42, 14 point lead. Got to get it in. Timeout, good timeout by Darian Smith. That will be the Titans. Second timeout. So they got 3 left.
Taking a 30.
Allman's got 2. We'll step aside, take a quick 30 ourselves. 56-42. Monmouth Rose will have the basketball up by 14 when we come back. Welcome back to the Shoebox here at Monmouth Roseville High School. 56-42, Monmouth Roseville by 14 with the basketball. We've got another, we have a score in from a 1A quarterfinal. United and Stark County. Looks like Stark County gets a 17-point win, 56-39. 17-point win for Stark County over the Red Storm. Congratulations to Jason Lancaster. Nice season for the United Red Storm.
Yep.
16, what did they end up, 16 and what were they coming in? I think they ended up maybe 16 and 16, maybe 17, 15, something like that. But
yep.
Nice job by Coach Lancaster in his first season. Titan out of bounds. That'll be the 4th foul on Ryan Schmidt as they try to get to that, get the Titans at the free throw line. Under 2 minutes now, just under 2 minutes. 56-42. That's the 13th foul on Allman, so they still got one to give. Peyton Thompson will take a corner 3 and make it. Boy, that was right in front of Coach Soto's. You better make that with 2 minutes to go, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna shoot that one, you better make it.
That's one you can razz Coach about tomorrow.
Went, misses the 3, and Avadanya with the rebound. That is a Farm King 3-pointer of the Family Store with Morris since 1959. That gives the Titans a 17-point lead. I think that's their biggest. Now a reach in on Wentz. And that's still just the 4th team foul on the Pioneers. With a minute 27 to go. Starters coming back in here for Allman.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look for Allman to come in and foul now. Like, I mean, it's...
I'm a little surprised. I seen 3 guys standing there at the scorer's desk for all of them. I thought maybe Coach Morrell was unloading the bench. There's only a minute 27. It's a 17-point lead. But he brought some starters back in. I know Coach Sotos would love to get his starters out of the game, but Peyton Thompson takes it to the rim again.
Nice.
Peyton Thompson getting aggressive. 9 points in the fourth quarter for Peyton, 13 in the ballgame. It's a 19-point lead, 61-42. Titans finishing out strong here. And a turnover by Allman. And it'll be Titan basketball with a minute 2. I know. I think Coach Sotos keeps looking down there, kind of craning his head out like, are you? I'd like to get my guys out. I mean, I suppose you could probably get your own guys out. A minute 2, you're pretty safe up 19. But
yeah.
It's always such a, there's a foul in the backcourt on Wentz. That'll be his 4th. And that will send Darian Smith to the free throw line. And nothing else, you're giving Titans a chance to shoot some, practice some free throws in the fourth quarter. Nothing else.
Let's shoot them, let's make them. Nothing wrong with trying to make some free throws here late in the fourth quarter. 59.7 seconds to go.
Smith on the season, good free throw shooter, 73%, 40 out of 55. First free throw is up and misses it. Free throw sponsored by Robert Thompson Trucking. For all your rock, sand, dirt, and grain hauling needs, call Robert Thompson Trucking at 768-2697. Smith will try to split a pair here. And does. Gets a second.
Yep.
Puts the Titan on 62. 20-point lead, 62-42. Under a minute to go. Went. Got to get out of him. Good job by Peyton Thompson. To the rim. Aubrey misses this shot. Picked up by Smith. To steal. Trapped in the backcourt. Over to Almaguer. Now Smith into the front court with 40 seconds. And we'll see what Coach Merrill decides to do here. Surely he didn't get a foul now. It's a 20-point game with 35 seconds. They are doubling, though. Almaguer, well, I thought he was going to shoot a three in the corner. Another one of those, man, you better make it if you do.
Now, yeah, that's right.
Now it looks like Coach Morrell has called off the Dalton. Nope, they're going to foul just to get, I think, a young man in the ball game. So that'll put Thompson at the free throw line. It's a two-shot foul, so the sub's going to have to wait. That's the fifth foul on Gavin Wilburn. The sophomore is going to foul out. And into the ball game comes, nope, Ryan Schmidt. That's another starter. Never mind. I thought he was trying to get just a guy in the ball game here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Thompson's going to get a couple free throws here. Tried to add to his total. First free throw is good by Peyton. That's his 10th point in the fourth quarter alone, Peyton Thompson.
He's had a really good quarter.
He's in 14 for the game. Titans got, three guys in double figures tonight. Second one is good also, 64-42. With 22 seconds, went quickly into the front court.
Don't foul here, just, yep.
Throw one up, why not?
That's
his
okay.
Third three, or fourth three-pointer. He's got one in each quarter. Back to Steele into the front court with 8-7. That's going to do it. Titans are going to take this quarterfinal, Class 2A quarterfinal, 64-45, a 19-point win for Monmouth Roseville. We'll be back in 3 minutes to recap this one, and we'll give you some scoring. We'll get a chance to talk to head coach Jake Sotos and pick our player of the game, all coming up on the postgame show sponsored by Laris Collision Center. We'll be back. We'll see you, buddy. Welcome back to Shoebox here at Monmouth Roseville High School. We put a capper on this post-game show. Laris Collision Center post-game show. If you have collision damage repair, call Laris Collision Center at 734-1949. Laris Collision Center, professional auto body repair services that drivers trust. In this Class 2A quarterfinal, Titans get the win 64-45 over the Alleman Pioneers to get to 15-17 on the season. Alleman will end their year at 3-26. It's a tough year for the Alleman Pioneers. I mean, it's been a tough year the last couple of years, plus they play in the Western Big Six.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
Double whammy, tough conference to play in. But hats off to them tonight, honestly. And I'm being serious when I say that. I'm not just saying that because I'm on the radio. Those kids did not quit.
No.
You could tell, like, you know, they were down. They continued to fight back. They'd battle back. They got down 6. Then they were down, you know, 11. And then all of a sudden they're down 6 again. I mean, those kids did not quit. So I'm being dead serious when I say hats off to Alleman tonight. There's no quitting them.
Best the Titans have looked in a while. 64 points for one. I mean, I can't remember the last time the Titans, they put 62 up against Orion back on February 9th. Other than that, they haven't even really gotten close to 64 since a 66-42 winning over Erie Provincetown back on January the 2nd. So it's good to see. 24 points when you need to close the game out. 24 points in the fourth quarter, man. That's a heck of a quarter.
That's a quarter that I'm sure Coach Sotos is very proud of. Titans came out and played great ball tonight, both on the defensive and offensive end. I mean, they put a complete game together, and that's what Coach and you and I have asked the Titans to do all season right here as of late, and they did it tonight, and that was great to see in the postseason.
Yeah, you said it during the break. It was a good team win for Monmouth Roseville.
Absolutely.
For sure. Joining us here on the postgame show for our first postgame coaches interview brought to you by Security Savings Bank, part of your community, part of your life, member FDIC, head coach Jake Sotos. Coach, it's a nice dub, man.
It is. It is. Yeah, it felt good.
Yeah.
You know, we played hard. Every time they Alleman made a little run, we kind of answered. So that's what we needed to do, and that's what you're supposed to do in these games.
Yeah, 3-20, 3-26 now, but they bring some athleticism. They play a good schedule.
Yeah, so. And they play hard. So, you know, and when a team's back against the wall, they're going to give it their all. So we knew they would, and I thought our guys did a good job of stepping up tonight.
I know with about a minute and a half to go, I'm thinking, all right, get our guys off the floor a little bit. And I kept looking over, and nobody was stepping in. So, I mean, what do you do, right? I mean,
yeah.
It would have been nice to get your guys a little break.
It would have been, but, you know, it's just one of those things you never know. So we had some sickness, like I talked about earlier, but, you know, we didn't get Darian a lot of playing time, or Finney didn't play at all, but you know, they're here in spirit, and that, you know, thankful for them.
What a nice game by Nico Avendano and also Aiden Almaguer. They work so well together down there. They're really working well right now.
Yeah, they do. And it's, you know, sometimes those passes get a little crazy between the two, but they read each other well. You know, they read each other well. I don't know how many Nico and I don't know how many they had tonight, but they both, I thought they played, like I said at the beginning, they had to have a good night tonight, and I thought they did.
Yeah, Nico had 20 and Aiden had 15, and then also Peyton Thompson with 15, and 11 of that came in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that's the Peyton we need. We've seen it a couple glimpses here and there in these last few games, so he just needs to keep that confidence and keep grinding. That's he did well tonight. Good for him.
What else did you see you like tonight?
Well, like I said, just when they made a run, we were able to step up and, you know, go on a little 4-5-6-0 run ourselves. I thought that was huge. You know, some of those games, you know, we let those teams come back, and it's a learning lesson. We still had some dumb turnovers. I think we finished with like 15 tonight still, but which is too many. But I just thought we handled their pressure well, and they came and trapped and made the right decisions.
Coach, like you say, Allman didn't quit tonight, right? So they'd always make that little run and come in within six, and I kept telling Temp, I'm like, you don't want this team to be, Titans just up six, because that's a little scary situation at that point.
It is, yeah, anything can happen. And then, you know, we kind of missed a couple layups there and kind of let them come back a little bit. But I thought when Allman made some shots, I thought we got some important rebounds and some big stops down the stretch there to kind of seal it.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of games together. And tonight I told Temple another thing, this is a great team win. This was a team win tonight. That was a great finish.
I mean, three guys in double figures and, you know, a lot of guys in the scoring column, you know, and that's, you know, Darian, obviously he was sick tonight, but he, you know, we get him going. I mean, that's four guys we can get in double digits. And then Jake, you know, he didn't shoot a whole lot tonight, but he can shoot it too. So
yeah, absolutely.
You know, and everyone on Wednesday night, because we're going to need it against Rock Ridge.
Yeah, you were very aggressive right out of the gate. This is aggressive I've seen us that early in a ball game.
Yeah, we wanted to jump on them, and I thought we did. We did a good thing in just setting tempo at the beginning there, and the guys stepped up to the challenge.
All right, it's Wednesday night, Rock Ridge Rockets. We know them a little bit.
We know them a little bit, yeah. Yep, it's going to be a good one, so we'll be ready. We got practice tomorrow and then get after it on Wednesday.
Survive in advance.
Survive in advance, man.
All right, my man, we'll see you Wednesday.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet. Head coach Jake Sotos with the Monmouth Roseville Titans after a 64-45 victory, a 19-point win over the Pioneers. And, again, that gets us to 15-17 on the season. And, ooh, here comes Rock Ridge into the gymnasium here at the Shoebox on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret, right? They're coming back. I guess what I would do is I'd watch a little bit of film from January 30th. I mean, you didn't back down. You know, they squeaked a win out. So I would, you know, replicate some things that you did well that evening and see if you can cause some ruckus. I mean, I still think this is a team that can cause some ruckus. They don't give up. They play their hearts out. They play hard every time, minus three games or so that, you know, we could sprinkle in there. But I've gotten to know some of these kids throughout this basketball season, and they want to win. And so I there's no doubt about it that on Wednesday night, when, like you say, it's win in advance or lose and go home, I don't think they want to go home.
I'm sure Coach Sotos is going to bring it up, because I know I would. I'm a huge bulletin board guy, and I'm a huge let's use something to get yourself up type of guy. The last time Rockridge was in this gymnasium was before January 30th, when the Titans had a nice comeback by five, and Rockridge took it to them 61-28, and that's when Coach Sotos had the after game full practice right here at the gymnasium.
You and I did that game, and we said, Coach, how do you go forward? And he goes, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come right back up the stairs, and we're going to practice tonight. And so if that's not bulletin board material, I don't know what else is. So, yeah, they're going to come ready to play. I think Wednesday's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, and after that ordeal, they come out, less than a week later and only got beat by five. And, I mean, Rockridge has been so good for so long. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to beat them on Wednesday.
That's right. Yep. They're not going to beat themselves. They're used to the postseason. They are a very well-coached ball club. They've got some great talent. And so you are going to have to beat them, because they are probably not going to beat themselves.
They're getting pretty darn used to reserving hotels at state finals is what they've been getting really good at.
They might have a speed dial for champagne. They may.
Well, let's hope the Titans can come out and make that a really good ball game on Wednesday night. Should be a really good one. Let's get into our final stats brought to you by Spears and Spears Law Office at 201 West Broadway in Monmouth for estate planning, trust, and family law. First for the Ullman Pioneers, 20 points for Gavin Aubrey. Only had 6 at the half, puts 14 points up in the fourth quarter. Did not score in the third. Just now noticed that all 14 of that second half points came in the fourth quarter. 12 points for Jack Went and 10 points for DJ Baker. That's 3 guys in double figures, but then it drops all the way off to just one other guy scoring, Daniel Vandehede with 3 points. 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Thank you so much, Mr. PJ Brooks. 8 of 10 from the free throw line for the Ullman Pioneers. First for the...
Thank God Cheryl doesn't listen to the broadcast.
Right, yeah. You're going to take those home with you. I won't get in the house with chocolate chip cookies with the way my health's been here lately. 20 points for Nico Avendano. 15 points for Aiden Almagar. 15 points for Peyton Thompson. What do we got? 5 points for Darian Smith. 4 points for Jake Steele. 3 points for Andy Myers. 2 points for Cesar Como, and a point for Lars Berggren, the freshman. 2, 4, 6, 8 guys in the scoring column. You hit it on the head. It's a good team win.
Oh, my gosh. It's a great team win. And you're going to ask me here in a little bit, like, who did it? And I'm struggling, man. I don't know what to say or do. But it was just a tremendous Titan team win tonight. It was fun to watch. It was fun to see. Ullman would start to get a little close, and the Titans would just say, nope, not tonight. We're not losing this ball game, and then they end up winning by 18, 19 points tonight.
So many years past, the Ullman Pioneers have knocked the Titans out of the playoffs. I know, just speaking from my oldest son, he was knocked out of his junior and senior year by the Ullman Pioneers. So damn. He's by it at home, kind of a little fist pump.
Yes. He's got a little fist bump going on, as he should. So,
but 8 of 16 from the free throw line for Mammoth Roseau. That's going to get a little better. If you are going to give the Rock Ridge Rockets a ball game, you can't be 8 of 16 from the free throw line on Wednesday.
No,
I asked part of your pregame, the keys to the game.
That was my key to the game. I think you need to make free throws in the postseason in order to advance. I really do, because you're not going to have every game winning by 19 in the postseason. So you're going to have some tight ball games, and when you have tight ball games, you have to make your free throws. And so, yeah, I'd like to see that percentage get up a little bit better.
One thing left, our player of the game, brought to you by Clark and Glasgow Law Office in Monmouth, representing clients on a wide range of criminal defense matters. Visit clarkandglasgowlaw.com. And I will say you can choose more than one, so I'll kind of give you some leeway here if you're having a tough time to decide.
Well, that goes against my religion, because I'm not one to give everybody a ribbon, if you will.
Nice, so, I like that.
I can't do that. I won't do that with my son, and I won't do that with the Titans tonight. But I'm going to preface it with it seriously was a great team win tonight by the Titans. But based on the effort tonight and everything I saw, I will go ahead and give the nod to number 34, Nico Avendano. He had a great game. Senior season, you could tell that he doesn't want to go home, and neither did any of the other seniors want to go home. And so hats off to that young man tonight. Nice job, Nico.
Yeah, he contributed throughout the entire ball game. He had 5 in the first half, 4 of those in the second quarter when the Titans kind of got going there. Only had 1 in the first quarter, so it took him a little while to get going. Of course, he was sick on Friday night. He was feeling under the weather on Friday night, so he didn't get a ton of playing time, like first quarter, and that was about it for Nico on Friday. So,
yep.
But then he came back with 7 points in the third quarter and then 8 huge fourth quarter points. So it was just, he just kept coming at the Pioneers.
Yep, just had a nice consistent game, and like I say, that was after sitting, so that was nice to see you here in the postseason, and he had a nice game, so that's who I'm going to give the nod to. But I'm gonna finish it with, I swear to you folks that if you were not here in the gymnasium, this was the great Titan team win tonight. It really was.
Yeah, I think if I would have been pinned down for a man, I would have given it to Nico too. So I concur. It's unanimous. It's up here in the booth. All right, that's going to do it. That means we've got basketball Wednesday night right here on Sunny 97.7. It'll be Mammoth Roseville and the Rock Ridge Rockets. I think it's the first semifinal. It sure is at 6 o'clock right here on Sunny. So our pregame show will hit the air at 5:45. Titans and the Rockets. Rockets coming in the top seed in the entire subsectional. State rank coming off, was it back-to-back state final appearances? I know they were there last year. I think it's back-to-back.
Yeah, I think it's back-to-back. Yep. I think they've been there 2 years. 2 years now, and well, we did the Rock Ridge game last year,
and the Titans gave them a good run. And head coaches both said, they go, we do not want to play the Titans. And so I think they need to remember that. Like they are not they are respected. They are not feared.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So there you go. I like that. That's a good way to put it. So that'll be a 5:45 pregame start. We got basketball tomorrow night on our sister station, AM 1330, FM 95.7 WRAM. A-Town Tornadoes, the girls, the Lady Tornadoes are in Bushnell at Bushnell Prairie City High School. I love that gymnasium. It's going to be so fun broadcasting from that gym down below ground. And it's going to be a lot of fun there as the Tornadoes in the sectional semifinal, Class 1A sectional semifinal against the Lewistown Indians. So it's the Tornadoes versus the Indians tomorrow night on AM 1330. That is the second semifinal. So approximately 7:15 with the pregame show. And we'll bring you that one as well. So still got some games going on because it's a postseason. That's why.
It's a postseason. I love postseason basketball. You know, this high school games get us fired up for the big one, for the big tournament there, NCAA. But this is pure basketball to me. This is fun to watch, and I'm glad the postseason's here. Like you say earlier, I mean, it seems like it goes faster and faster every year. But it's the end of February. We're getting into March, and post play's here.
Sounds good. All right, my man. Thanks for helping me out tonight. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, buddy. Thank you.
For Josh Oakes and Caden Rogers, I'm Sean Temple. As Caden was engineering tonight's broadcast and got us the final score from United and Stark County. Stark County gets the win over United, 56-39. So Stark County will advance. And congratulations again to Coach Lancaster on a nice season with the Red Storm. All right. Till tomorrow night, folks, have a great rest of your evening. Final score 64-45, Monmouth Roseville over the Ullman Pioneers. We'll see you Wednesday.